Halloween month. Creepiest, spookiest things your kids have said. So Groupon actually surveyed about 2,000 people about all things Halloween, found that more than 60% of people admitted to having seen a ghost in their lifetime. And some of the responses for the spookiest things kids have said. When my dear daughter was three, she told me she liked me more than her other mommy. She said something like, "That's nice, but you don't have another mommy." And she said, completely straight-faced, "Yes, I do. You don't know her. She died a long time ago in a fire."
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
yeah, done.
Okay, all righty. Okie dokie. I'm out. Thanks. It's been a good run. Go have fun with your other mommy.
creepiest things your kids have said. Heather tweets, "My nephew told me he had a dream. He killed me in my sleep with a pencil."
Oh, my God.
"Now when he spends the night, I hide all the writing utensils."
Oh,
my gosh.
My gosh. Oh, here's one. Oh, "Since the age of three or four, my now six-year-old darling daughter has always liked stroking people's cheeks because they feel like cheese. She loves cheese."
All right.
"She has a recurring dream about slicing off old ladies' cheeks and eating them. Old ladies' cheeks feel and taste like brie, apparently."
Wow. Wow.
I don't think so. Okay. I'm done. Back away.
Creepiest things your kids have said. 502-571-9970. Brittany.
So, I wake up with her standing right next to my bed.
Ooh.
I preface it with, I've never let her see the movie It because she's sick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
She says in the most high-pitched voice ever, she just looks at me and says, "We all spoke down here, Georgie." And it was the creepiest thing. I don't, like, I almost punched her in the face, but then I realized I was a kid, so I couldn't.
Was she asleep?
No, she was wide awake, which is the worst part.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. I don't know how to feel.
All right. Brittany, that is pretty creepy.
I didn't know how I felt either.
Oh, my gosh.
At least you didn't punch your kid in the face.
Yeah, that's good.
I couldn't, obviously. But I thought, this is my kid. I can't do it. So.
Thank you, Brittany.
Yeah, it's that fight or flight when you get woken out of a dead sleep and trying to process what the heck's going on. Yeah. No. Nobody.
I think the biggest part of that was we actually got to hear the very first time Kelly saw a man naked.
I hate you. Wow. Oh, my gosh. I don't know how to feel. Yeah, no. That's not very first time.
Wow. This is amazing.
Why? Oh, my gosh. I don't know how to feel.
No. No, sir. No.
502-571-9970. Text message said, "Sometimes I think I want to eat your heart."
Oh, okay.
Tell me that's not messed up. Needless to say, counseling session was scheduled immediately.
Okay. Jeez.
Another text message from Jennifer. "The creepiest thing my daughter ever said to me. First off, I wondered if our house was haunted by a woman in a white nightgown, dark hair. I thought I saw her once. She told me years later I had checked on her in her crib once, but I had my hair down, white nightgown on."
Whoa.
That's kind of crazy.
Sounds like they saw the same person.
Yeah. Kayla.
So this is about my daughter. A little creeper when she was a toddler.
Okay.
There's two things she did that I can remember. The first one, she was in our living room, standing in the corner, looking up at the wall, talking. And I asked her who she was talking to, and she said, "Pawpaw Bill."
Oh, gosh.
Well, Pawpaw Bill is my dad, who died when I was 17, 2 years before she was born.
Oh, wow. Did she even know who? Did she know who he was and that he existed?
I mean, she knew of him, but like I said, she never met him or anything like that.
Wow. Wow.
And then the second thing, when she was three, a year later, she told me, "Mommy, you have a baby in your belly."
Ooh.
And I said, "No, I don't." And we had a good, like, 10-minute argument of her saying I had a baby in my belly. Next day, I took a pregnancy test, and I was pregnant.
Wow. No!
Your kid is...
She's psychic.
Yeah. Kayla, thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Hey, Abby.
So my son was probably about 4 years old, and he said to me, "Mommy, I know how your mommy died, and you're going to die the same way."
Whoa.
Okay. All right.
Creepy. all the way out.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Nope. Okay, let's end that conversation right now.
Kristen texted in, when my oldest son was a small child, I believe he was about 5, he was washing his hands and just stopped. Looked at me with a very blank stare and said, there's a baby in your belly. He went about washing his hands again. Stunned, I said, what'd you say? Looked at me with his normal gaze and said, I didn't say anything.
Oh my gosh. Like he went into a trance and has no recollection of it?
And then she said, as it turns out, I hadn't found out yet, but I was pregnant with his younger brother.
Gosh, there are so many of these stories.
All right, so listen to this one.
No.
Listen to this one. Text message, creepiest thing your kids ever said. We were playing in the pool. My daughter suddenly points to an empty area of the porch and says, the little girl wants to come swimming with us, but she can't, so she's mad.
We asked why. No, ghost little girl, no!
We asked why she couldn't.
Stay on the porch!
And she said, because she doesn't have any eyes, so she can't see, and she pulled her hands up over her eyes and says, like this. It's just a skin. Okay.
Okay. I'm about to just beat a little. Oh, God. No. Nope. Nope, nope, nope. 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 I'm moving. I would pack up and move. Like, nope. We're leaving, kids. We'll send somebody else for the stuff. Send a truck. I'm out.
Kat, you got a text message? Oh, no. All right, you had a story.
No, I just have a comment. I think we need a follow-up story. Do you think kids can see ghosts, and then when you get older, you stop seeing them?
This is proof.
It's just a kid thing. Then when you get older, you can't see it anymore.
Well,
it's a special power.
Maybe some. I don't know. But they always say that anybody that knows anything about these things says that kids are more sensitive to these things and can see more than adults can.
I've got two more.
Two more? Okay. Listen, this music is already putting me in a special place with the pricklies on the back of my neck.
Creepiest things kids have said. Two more. My boys, 6 and 3, were coloring. I asked them to show me their pictures. My oldest drew a picture of a boat. My youngest says, look, I drew a picture of you when you were buried under the ground.
Oh, sir.
What? What is that? What is that?
And then...
Oh, God. Do they hang that artwork on the wall and say, look what it is?
I don't think you do.
I don't think so.
The last one. When putting my 3-year-old to bed, she said she was scared of the monsters.
Yeah, me too.
So I, of course, told her, there's no such thing as monsters, sweetie.
Yeah, of course.
And she said... Then who is that behind you?
I'm out.
Hashtag bye kid. Hashtag good luck in life.
I'm leaving. Goodbye.
Oh my God. Creepiest things kids have said. Another text message. All these stories make me terrified for my son to get older and tell me these crazy things. He's only 18 months, so he can't talk yet, but I'm frightened for what he can do and see now.
Get ready.
Get ready. Buckle up.
Okay.
No. Okay. All right. We're going to end it there. Halloween month.